Beer On Show number 4.
I like beer. Beer on.
Holy shit.
I'm a for-profit person.
Ooh, ooh.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. This is gonna be fun, people. This is gonna be a train wreck.
Hey there, everybody. It's the Beer On Show. I'm your host, Big Joe. How's it going? Happy Wednesday to you. It's Wednesday night, December 13th. Is it December? Yeah, December 13th, all day. And, hey, doing another show. Last show, I thought was pretty good. And one of the goals I had with this was to keep doing a better show, you know, after the last show. The next show was going to be better. And, well, I thought the last show was pretty damn good. And so it was, you know, kind of hard to top it. And, you know, I wanted to do other things and all this other stuff. And, well, you know, that didn't happen. And, you know, then all this other stuff got in the way. You know, like me going to the hospital and getting sick and all this other stuff. And, you know, the holidays and a lot of work and things like that. And, you know, wanting to do certain things and, you know, just being sidetracked with the whole idea of getting extra equipment, better equipment, improving the website and things like that. And, you know, that's stuff I'll kind of get into later. Sorry, I just belched. And normally, you know, I do the show, like, on the weekend, and, well, you know, here it is, Wednesday, hump day. Nice. Very nice. I haven't even seen that movie, and, you know, now I'm using the catchphrase, and it's now overused. So, yeah. Alright. So, I'm having a drink tonight. Good times. So, I'm drinking my favorite brew, but you know what, I'm still going to keep that a secret for a little bit, because I want to try other things first. Some of you may know what it is, you know, don't say what it is to other people who don't know, but, you know, whatever. It's a good beer, and y'all know, so here it goes. Man, good stuff. So yeah, you know, there was something not long after I did my last show that, you know, really pissed me off and is going to be the focus of tonight's, you know, ranting, at least some ranting. Who knows how long it's going to go. It was election day. It was November 7th. And I don't know if this, these don't coincide. It was just happened to be the day. So I go and I vote and I come back. Not coming back, but I'm heading on my way to work, and my polling place is very close to my house, and so basically I just go and off to my regular, you know, route to work, and there's this, you know, kind of fairly big strip mall that's, you know, I call it across the street. It's not technically, but it's close enough. So in this mall, on the corner there, the intersection, you know what they got there already? They got the Christmas tree. And not just the tree. It's all decorated, and it's got the star, quote-unquote, which is actually the logo for the mall, which I thought that was, you know, really tacky. So, you know, they, so I was like, what the hell? You know, this keeps happening year in and year out, that Christmas seems to start earlier and earlier and earlier, and I'm getting sick and tired of it. And I said, you know what, screw this. I'm boycotting this mall until, you know, until December, you know, 3 weeks later, 3+ weeks later. And which kind of sucks because my bank is in there too. I had to really go out on my way to go to the ATM and things like that. Good thing I have direct deposit or I'd be screwed. So yeah. And this is just a general theme. I mean, I think it was last year, maybe the year before, I saw a Christmas commercial for Ross, I believe it was, before Halloween. It's getting absurd these days, and I know certain stores are selling decorations and things like that before, you know, a lot earlier, like, you know, in September and August and everything. But you know what? I gotta say, you know, decorations are one thing, but pushing people to buy stuff because Christmas is approaching, you know, to buy presents and, you know, to decorate and all this other stuff is really, you know, getting on my nerves. It's going too far. You know, I have nothing against Christmas. I love Christmas. Christmas is my favorite holiday. You know, I can't wait for this year because A, it's Christmas, and B, I'm going to get the week off from work. Oh, God, it's going to be wonderful. And for those who know me at work know that I need this vacation. So this is happening every year. It's getting sooner and sooner and sooner. It's crap, you know? And I know they want to start this early because they want our money and all this other stuff. But, you know, this is really starting to go too far. And normally, my personal thing is I don't put up Christmas decorations until Thanksgiving Day. You know, once Thanksgiving hits, have at it. Christmas decorations all around, leave them up till, you know, New Year's Day or something, you know, and then take them down, because to leave them up after New Year's is really pathetic. And I know all these retailers are like, well, you know, we can't have this, we want the money and we want all this other stuff and blah blah blah, and you know, fine, you know, I suggest a compromise, okay? The weekend before Thanksgiving Day, that still gives you plenty of time, and it's close enough to my personal day. You know what, retailers of America, the weekend before, or, you know, since a lot of the people who would do that thing don't work the weekends, but the Monday before Thanksgiving, fine, great. You can get all your decorations up in plenty of time for Black Friday, and everybody can be happy. I think that's a happy medium. At least it is to me. So yeah, people, we need to really, you know, throttle it back. I mean, here I am sitting under the lights of my own personal Christmas lights, which I happen to have bought for like 75 cents each, these big, two big long strands, you know, and it was after New Year's, but it was still cool, and I put them up in my room, and I left them there because it's really good, you know, mood lighting, I guess. It's really cool. And, so that's the light I have, you know, going on right now. So I like it. It's pretty cool. And, let's ease off on getting the Christmas decorations up so damned early. Okay, people? You with me on this? Huh? Let me hear you. Okay, I can't hear you back because this is podcasting. And yes, I know that was supposed to be a joke, and, you know, maybe it worked, maybe it didn't. Who cares? This show is a work in progress, remember? As the intro said, this is going to be a train wreck, so, yeah, don't forget it. So, a nice, fun thing happened to me a few weeks ago. I went to this trade show in the LA Convention Center, which was nice because I, you know, got to work that day on the clock, but I got to go to this trade show and, you know, didn't really have to do anything else that day, which was really nice. So I'm coming back from this, and I decide to stop at Burger King and get myself a couple Whoppers because I was hungry and it was, you know, time for lunch or dinner or whatever it was. So I come home, I eat these things, and it's a rare thing that I don't eat, you know, I get just the two Whoppers with cheese, no onions, no fries, nothing like that. And it's really rare that I don't eat both of them, like, completely. And, but this time I couldn't finish, I only ate like one and a half. I was like, I'm full, this, no, and it's not like I had a huge breakfast or I had just, you know, eaten an hour before or anything like that. So I was like, okay, well, like 5 or 6 hours later, you know, I'm feeling kind of like, okay, I need to, you know, I guess I'm hungry again. It's time for dinner. So, okay, I fix up some spaghetti, and I can't even touch it. I could barely eat anything. I'm not hungry. And it's like, okay, this isn't good. I know what this is. I'm getting sick and everything like that. And I was just, ugh, I can't do this. So anyways, I end up getting sick and getting food poisoning. And after, you know, heaving everything that I think I've got out of my system, and just continued to, you know, dry heave. It was really bad and really gross. I asked my roommate to take me to the hospital, and he does, and, you know, this is like 11 o'clock at night. I'm like, oh, great, this is gonna be fun. And, so yeah, I spend the night in the hospital, end up with food poisoning, and, you know, having various aches in certain places, and, the doctor, you know, possibly thought that this was like appendicitis or gallstones or something like that, which, you know, neither of which sound fun, especially the gallstones, because, you know, for us guys, that's got to come through a very important part of a guy's anatomy, and I was not looking forward to that at all. I'd rather have the appendicitis than the gallstones, because it's a little minor surgery that's been done a billion times before. They put me under, and all is well. The gallstones, I hear, pretty painful. So, you know, they had to do an ultrasound to check things out and all this other stuff, and I was like, oh man, this is bad. Turns out, you know, there were no gallstones, no appendicitis, nothing like that, but, you know, I end up with a pretty nasty fever. I had, it was like 102, 103 or something at some point. Just laying there in this hospital bed, just shivering and trying to sleep. And, you know, it wasn't cool. I didn't have a good time, to say the least. And so I was there for like 8 hours and finally got discharged around 7. And, you know, and so I went home and enjoyed the nice weekend of doing nothing, eating saltines and drinking Gatorade. Good times. And, yes, so that's why that kind of delayed the show and everything. I was going to do a show that weekend, but I was in no condition, having slept for, you know, nearly 2 days straight. Everything, and, you know, fever finally breaking and just sweating uncontrollably. That was a lot of fun. I'm sure you're all loving to hear this. This is good stuff. So, what I've decided is I'm not going to go to Burger King for at least a year. Maybe even never again. I mean, I don't go to Taco Bell anymore. Not because they made me sick, just because their food sucks. And now, who really wants to go to Taco Bell with their E. coli outbreaks and all this other stuff? It's like, you know, bad news. So, I'm asking you, the legions of Beer On Show listeners, to follow me in my quest to boycott Burger King. Do not go to Burger King. Do not. Yeah, I guess that's it. Don't go to Burger King. Don't eat their food. Don't suggest it. I mean, if your co-workers are all going out to lunch and they decide to go to Burger King, I don't know why they would do such a thing. Just say, no way, I'm not going, no thanks. And, you know, do something else. Even if it, you know, makes you look, you know, antisocial, or, you know, the cute office girl is going and, you know, you're trying to put the moves on her or something. And, you know, just say no, man, ain't happening. Say you're boycotting because your friend got sick and he doesn't like it. So, yeah. Join me, people of podcast land. And, yeah, time for another drink. Oh, that is fantastic. Oh, God, I love it. Okay, I feel bad. I'm going to give you guys a hint. This is one of the beers. It's the signature beer from a small brewing company. I don't want to say they're small, but they're getting bigger. They have some restaurants. They have quite a few other beers. Not quite a few, but probably around half a dozen. This is the signature beer. It's the initials are KS Brewing Company. I'll let you mull that over. And if you can think of it, and you want to know, and if you guess it correctly, then I'll give you a prize. I'll think of something. It'll be cool. Don't worry about it. Email me. Email the show at beeronshow@gmail.com. Or you can use our brand new, exclusive, never used before by someone other than me, voicemail line. Hey! That's right. You can call 206-337-2669. I hope I got that number right. Let me check the email and hope this doesn't crap out on me. Let's see. 206-337-2669. Hey, I got that right. Good thing. It doesn't smell, but it also doesn't spell Beer On Show or anything like that, so don't type it in. Trust me, I tried. Those are all gone. You know, hey, at least we got the 69 in there. Yeah. Call the number, email me. You can also join me in the realm of MySpace. MySpace kind of sucks because it's, you know, worse than crack and all, but, you know, hey, it's MySpace, and it's pretty cool, and, you know, I'm not the only podcaster there, so MySpace.com/beeronshow, and so friend the show, leave a comment, you know, it'll be cool, and tell us what you think. You know, do you like the show? Do you like what's going on? How do you think it went today? I'm trying a few new things. Maybe not new things, but I'm going to try something. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. If it doesn't work, then I'm sorry, you're not going to hear it. But, check us out. Leave me some messages, voicemails. Voicemails, you know, if they're cool, they'll be played on the show. We'll bring them on here, and it'll be cool. You know, you'll get to hear your voice all across the internet, just like me. Get your own podcast, if you know, as well. You know, this is such an easy medium to get into. I mean, all I'm using is GarageBand, which came with my computer. You know, and if you don't have a Mac or GarageBand, you can just get Audacity, which is a total free program and lets you record into it, and it's really simple. And all I'm using here is a $30 mic, and you know, it's really, really sweet, really easy, and you know, hosting is free. Podomatic is doing all this for free, and you know, it's pretty sweet. And you know, you guys, you know, I love, you know, not as many people as I wish are into podcasting. You know, there is something out there for everyone. Everyone can find something that they like in the podcasting universe. And if there isn't something that you like, something that doesn't cater to your passion, or you know, makes you laugh, or makes you think, or turns you on, or turns you off, or whatever, do it yourself. You know, because odds are there are people out there who share the same passions and feelings and interests that you do. So get out there, people. Do it, man. It's simple. I mean, the $30 mic is the only thing I've had to pay for. I have the voicemail from K7.net. Totally free. Nothing to be bought from them whatsoever. Audacity, free program. Hosting from Podomatic, completely free. It's really simple. It's really easy. You guys should go in and do it. Join me in the podcast universe. Join me and change the way people listen to audio. I mean, the great thing about podcasting is it's not what some program director at some radio station is telling you to listen. It's totally your choice to listen to whatever you want and whenever you want. That's the great thing about this. And the difference between, you know, regular streaming radio, internet radio, is that, you know, it's just a stream. You know, you listen to when you want, and you don't listen when you don't want to. But with podcasting, it's listen to whenever you want to, and you can listen to it as many times as you want, and, you know, whenever you want. And that's the problem with the streaming, is, you know, what they're sending is what you're listening to. You have no other choice. It's, you know, think you're on a raft going down a river. You know, you get off the raft and then you're off the river, but, you know, the water keeps flowing. Now, think if you could just stop the water whenever you want. Okay, and then you don't miss it. You know, that's the, hopefully you kind of understand what I'm getting at here. Maybe not. I guess I was going to get into the talk about the new equipment and maybe possible changes coming up next year about the show. But you know what? I think I'm going to say that until next time. So yeah, check out the site, beeronshow.podomatic.com. Send us an email at beeronshow@gmail.com. Call the voicemail line at 206-337-2669. And, you know, join us on MySpace, myspace.com/beeronshow. Be a friend of the show. Hey, great. So leave a comment, write an email, do all the stuff, and, yeah, let your voice be heard. All right, everybody. Until next time, I'm Big Joe saying, see ya!